back to the Comp Vegas podcast. This is going to be part two of my October trip from Vegas last year. I left off last episode talking about the Fremont, my mixed feelings on the hotel stay there, but overall give it a passing grade. Now I'm going to jump back to the Strip, well, kind of the Strip, SLS, from my October trip. Just before we flew out, I ended up getting a decent offer from them in the mail, which included two free nights. I think it was $15 free play, and might even have been a $10 food credit if I remember right. It was decent. See, that's the problem with waiting 5 months between podcasts. I can't remember all my information. But anyway, when we checked in, they gave us a room in the World Tower, which was nice, and I remember hearing about this when SLS first opened up, kind of the confusion with the room numbers, and I'll agree, the room numbers are very confusing, because I get handed my room key, get kind of directed where to go, and my room number, at least on my keys, looks like I'm on the 30th floor. It's 3212, and they underline the 2, and luckily my wife was with me. Helped sort that out to let me know the 30 signifies the tower that I'm in. And actually, we were only on the second floor. And normally that would piss me off. Second floor, I'm not going to get a view. I'm not very high up. I like being high up, especially with the Cosmo rooms. But being on the second floor actually worked out pretty good. Elevator, first stop on, first stop off. And going into the room, first impressions were it was really nice. It was definitely modern. A lot of whites. Each side of the bed had a big mirror with like LED lights kind of around it. Not LED lights, but like a big fluorescent tube basically circling the mirror frame on it. Big bed in the middle. Room wasn't huge, but they made the most of their space, and I think using the mirrors and the whites and the real light-colored room scheme made it look a lot bigger than it was. Bathroom was nice. Huge TV on the wall. Had to be at least a 55-inch on the wall, which was cool. Nice walk-in shower, you know, decent room setup, good bath amenities. It was a nice stay. Very, very comfortable bed and pillows. It was great, especially for the money. Hey, having a comped room there, I was happy. I would definitely stay there again. The room was nice. It's convenient, especially if you're using the monorail. The room locations to where the monorail station is very close. We used the parking garage, no real issues there because we had the rental car, obviously. We actually went there Saturday night when we checked in and met my wife's two brothers, her sister and husband, and my wife's brother's fiance. So had a big group of us. We all hit the craps table. $10 craps there. This was a busy Saturday night, and not super busy in the casino, but it was decent traffic, and it was cool that it was still $10. So we played probably a good couple hours on the craps table, made a couple $100 there, having a great time. Craps dealer is really good, really friendly. Stella comped on the casino floor, so decent beer. You know, it's not craft beer, but it's a little change from the Coronas and Heinekens I've been getting at the Boyd properties, so that was nice. They do have decent video poker there, at least at the bonus poker level. When they first opened up, I was really, really praising it. They had 99.9% video poker payback games there, some great deuces games. When that went away, I was a little disappointed, but they still have bonus poker. It's a triple play, so you have to play three hands at a time. But at the quarter level, and bonus poker is a fairly mild variance. So you can make your money last a decent amount of time. That's mainly what I played when I wasn't playing craps there. And I gave them some, not enough play probably, some decent play on there. Enough for maybe a coffee comp. I think with my points I cashed in and got one coffee for me and waited for a drink girl to come around to get my next coffee the following morning when I was getting breakfast for us. I played, like I said, most of my time probably on the craps table, and I know playing $10 and maybe only double odds, few numbers here and there. I wasn't putting a lot of money out there on the tables. I know you don't get a ton of comps on craps anyway, but it was definitely different from my normal Vegas gambling experience, and I was having fun. So that was really cool. even played the shoot to win craps. Since not everyone got involved on the real craps table, we filled the machine, all of us. I think there were six of us there. It was kind of cool to fill that up like that. None of us won any money there, and actually it was cool to see my wife's sister's husband really getting into the game and playing it, and we wondered where Danny was for a while, and we realized, oh, he's still on that shoot-to-win craps game, and he had his money up for quite a bit, but the gambling gods got the best of him, and he ended up giving it back. But it was fun to see him let loose a little bit and get involved in gambling, because it's not something he normally does. So it was a fun trip with the group at SLS that night. They stayed till maybe two or so and took off, and we crashed for the night there. Said good experience with the room, no crazy late night sirens or any emergency calls. I had one of those at the Gold Coast one night at 3 a.m, get the lights flashing and a overhead speaker telling you there's an emergency in the hotel, and then it goes away in 15 minutes just to ruin your sleep. So I always fearful that's going to happen again in a casino hotel, but that did not happen. And it was, like I said, very comfortable bed, nice accommodations, and I would definitely stay there again. So that's kind of my quickie review on SLS. The talks of it not doing well and being slow in the casino, I really don't care when the casino is that slow. I mean, with the exception of a craps table. Like most people, you want at least there a little action there. You don't want to be the only shooter, at least in my opinion. It's fun to have at least two, three people with you. And then eventually that table starts to fill up. And that was just fine the Saturday we were there. And I hope it does hang on with the construction completing at the, what the hell is it called? Red Dragon or Lucky Dragon Casino down there. Obviously Resorts World, hopefully we'll take off at some point, Alon Resort. There's a lot of things still kind of happening that should allow them to hang on long enough to really make something of themselves. And I may put a little more play their way next time I'm there. To be fair, I was playing a lot at the Caesars casinos just because I was staying at Rio. And, you know, I was kind of on the fence if I wanted to renew my Diamond card or not. And as I'll get into some later podcasts when I talk about my December trip coming up there, I end up going for it. Why not? I was close. But yeah, that was the extent of my SLS. We did end up making it back to Rio for our final couple nights. That's where our bags were. Like I said, we do the overnight bags for the little one-off stays. And going back to the Rio, we stayed in the Samba rooms, which are the upgraded version in the, I think it's the Carnival Tower, they call it. It's either Carnival or Masquerade Tower. I can't remember the name. It's the furthest one from the parking garage. So that's the pain in the ass of it. You're very far when you're driving there, or even the shuttle where they drop you off. You're the furthest tower from the front of the casino. And unfortunately, that's the only ones that are upgraded at this time. I stayed a second trip in December, and I'll talk more about that later, in the Ipanema Tower. And I was thinking that would be a little better since they told me I was on the diamond floor. And basically, it's an outdated room. So if you don't mind the walk, the Rio Samba rooms are very nice. They're still the same large 600-plus square foot rooms. And they have, you know, updated carpet, updated furnishings. Even the bathroom, they kept the same layout, obviously, so it wasn't a full-blown remodel, but they upgraded a lot of items in there. They still have the mini-fridge in there, which is nice. We actually had the Rio zipline buzzing by our window, which was different. I mean, we didn't end up trying out the Rio zipline, but it was kind of cool to be able to watch people buzzing by and going through it. So overall, that was nice. You know, bed was decent. Like I said, it's a decent Rio room, and having the upgraded room, you know you're not going to get a nasty, run-down room. And that's what the fear is when you go to the Rio, because it's one of the neglected properties of them. So the pro tip for you there, I guess, is to stay in the Masquerade Tower, take the longer walk, because you're going to get the upgraded room, the room that was recently renovated. And that's really, at least in my opinion, I prefer that. I'd rather stay in a nicer room. I think I'll take the extra walk next time. Casino, not much had changed since the last time I've been there. same dollar bonus poker machines are in the place. It's rough. It's a roller coaster playing dollars, but I always try it every trip. And in this instance, I sat down playing the dollar game. I put the first 100 in and burned through it within probably 5 minutes. Put a second 100 in, and I'm like, oh boy, how's this going to go? I'll play a little bit. I'll play down to 50. And I was doing okay. Guy playing next to me eventually gave up and left. And I peer over and I see, oh, he's got 75 cents still in that machine. Don't really know if that was the reason I did it, but, you know, whatever. Might as well. He's gone. I, you know, ticket in, ticket out, cash out my ticket, slip it in his machine, move one seat over. In my mind, I'm thinking, well, if I lose this second 100, at least I got 75 cents to my name. I play probably 10 to 15 hands and hold an ace of diamonds, and the whole damn thing locks up on me. Kind of shitting my pants at this point. Not showing it, because I don't really like people coming over seeing a big win like that, but I just hit a $4,000 jackpot on it, getting a royal flush on dollars. Never did that before. I was ecstatic. Hit the light, you know, trying to get someone over there for me, and it felt like forever, but finally, probably within 10 minutes, had someone from Rio come over, get my information, get my hand pay going. I was thrilled, you know. I'm more or less peering out of the corner of my eye, making sure that guy that just left isn't anywhere to be found, because that's probably about the worst feeling when you get up from a machine and watch someone sit down and hit a jackpot just minutes after you were there. So I still have that 75 cent ticket, because after they give me the hand pay, that's still what's there. So played down the final 50 bucks in the machine that was left there, cash out at 75 cents, and kind of hanging on to that little memento for me. Obviously, the $4,000 was a nice memento too. So the highlight of my trip, still that Las Vegas Club Tour. I love it, but a damn close second place is that $4,000 jackpot. That was a blast to hit. I was thrilled, and it made the rest of the trip go pretty nice. It's good being able to lock up money in the safe, and I know you're gonna leave with more than you came with. So that was fun. Got a W-2G that I got to deal with on taxes, so you know, my generous side kicked in, and then of course figuring out a way to help me at tax time. I came home and did some spring cleaning and gave a lot of donations to the Goodwill, see what I could do to help offset that win a little bit for me. Kind of obsessive anyway, and I keep a pretty good gambling log in my phone and handwrite it out also, just in case. I'm still positive for the year, but there was definitely some losses leading up to that I'll be able to write off a little bit on my taxes, so it shouldn't be too bad. But overall, that was the extent of my hotel reviews. Didn't stay anywhere else. I mean, three hotels was probably enough in five nights. It was fun. Ate my In-N-Out burger. I got plenty of that, so I don't need to review the delicious tasting double-double. We did eat at the Chinese place at the Palms, and I don't even think I want to attempt the name of it. It's three words, obviously Chinese. And, I don't think I'm gonna try to pronounce it, but we ate there. It was very good. It is not in the food court. It's actually a decent sit-down restaurant. And the five of us, each ordered meals, and it was really nice. The staff there, you know, older gentlemen as the waiter, but the way they came over, you know, oh, you guys are all ordering different things. I'll come. And he was going to basically make a little plate for each of us with a little sampling of all our foods there. We're all a little weird about our food, so we, you know, that's all right. We'll get our own, and we kind of sampled each other's anyway, but it was all good food. I can't remember they're all your basic Chinese cuisine dishes. I'm terrible at food reviews, but it was definitely very affordable. I was kind of surprised at that. I think the total bill for the whole thing was, you know, five people, I think it was maybe 140 bucks at the most. So it was very reasonable with that. Definitely would eat it again. We of course had Pizza Rock, because I love Pizza Rock and have to make a trip of it. So brought some of the family members there to experience it. Had my Chicago style cracker thin that I love so much, and was able to, you know, enjoy that, bring it back to the room, and enjoy it later on that night, which is cool. That's another nice thing of having those mini fridges in the rooms and being able to have them. Like I said, we had one at the Fremont, and when we had one at Rio also, so that's definitely a perk. And talking and listening to Derek Stevens during that VIMF event, that's one thing he did mention is those mini fridges. He said, you know, things are changing in Vegas. People eat at the nicer restaurants and home food. They want to be able to enjoy that midnight snack, and that's something he has mini fridges in the D, and he's going to continue that on when he redoes the Las Vegas Club. So that should be pretty exciting. One last stop before we ended our trip the last night, we made it back out to M Resort, and we hadn't been to that property in a couple years. We stayed there when it was still the original owner before it was sold off to Penn National Gaming, so we did want to try that out. Have not had any offers since we quit playing there, so this was also a little experiment for us. So I went in there, signed up for our new Marquee Players Cards, which is part of the Penn Gaming. Played about 2 hours of 50-cent bonus poker, and the wife played on my card too, just kind of poked around with different penny slots. So in that time, did lose a few $100 playing there, but finally got the first offer just a couple weeks ago from that play, and it was a pretty generous one. Two free nights, and that includes weekends. 25 in free play and a free buffet. Another cool thing I noticed on the back of the mailer was an advertisement talking about the free shuttle service for hotel guests to their sister property, Tropicana. So I'm excited to see what this year brings for merging those players' clubs together, see if they bring any of the stuff I like about M Resort to the Tropicana. You know, it'd be really cool if they eliminated the resort fee. Most likely, though, they'll just probably add a resort fee to M Resort, but hopefully not. They're doing a good job with it, still a very generous players club, and for what appears to be some decent offers from at least that little experiment, we'll see. I'm going to stay, I don't know if it'll be one or two nights here coming up on a March trip. At least one night. We did love the room last time we stayed there, so it'll be interesting to see if they're held up and doing good there. So that pretty much wraps up the October trip. On the next episode, I'll dig into my December trip I had, which was over the National Finals Rodeo weekend. Before my October trip even happened, there was a offer, I think I found it on Twitter, where it was 50% off Cosmopolitan room rates, and I ended up booking a terrace room for two nights, I guess Sunday, Monday in December, and that was like $122 a night. So that was a... Two of the nights we stayed there was just a quick four-night trip. The other two we stayed at the Rio, but it was nice. We did end up upgrading to a nicer room once we got there. So I'll go into more detail with that on the next episode. That Monster Royal Flush I hit on this trip definitely made it a worthwhile experience. We'll find out on the next episode. But my wife's trip was yet to come. She had an amazing trip in December. So again, thanks for listening. You can follow me on Twitter at DTW2LAS. Check out my website, compvegas.com, with more room reviews, a little more detail, and I'll see you next week.